again, Buccaneer fans. I'm Scott Smith here in Buccaneers studio, and this is Buccaneers Insider for the final week of January 2014. While most of the NFL's attention is currently focused on New York, where Super Bowl 48 will be played on Sunday between Denver and Seattle, there is still plenty going on right here at One Buccaneer Place. While this is a time off for most players, there are some who suffered significant injuries during the 2013 season who are still coming in on a nearly daily basis for rehab sessions. One such player is running back Doug Martin, who missed all but six games last year after suffering a shoulder injury in a game at Atlanta. That robbed Martin of a chance to follow up on his breakout rookie season, in which he compiled 1,926 yards from scrimmage and scored 12 touchdowns. But it will not keep him off the practice field when the 2014 offseason program begins. We learned that on Thursday when we caught up with Doug after one of those rehab sessions.
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm doing everything the coaches and not the coaches but the trainers are doing, are telling me. And I'm coming into rehab three, four times a week, and we're getting it done. And I got about three, 4 more weeks left before I'm ready to get back in the weight room, start running again, and get ready to go.
So by, I think, April 7th is when you guys go back on the field. You should be full go at that point?
Yeah, we might help me back for a couple of things, overhead workouts. And, we're just going to just keep keep track of what I do to make sure no re-injury occurs. So yeah.
Since it's a shoulder injury, have you been able to do other stuff in the weight room to keep everything, legs and all that?
Definitely. I get in the pool and I run about 15, 20 minutes. I do some curls, do some abs, just to make sure I don't get too big during the off season. So, I'm keeping myself in shape.
Obviously, Bucs fans missed you in the second half of the season, especially after that great rookie season. But you did see a couple other guys step in, Mike James and then Bobby Rainey. Mm-hmm. Are you excited about the overall core running backs going into next season?
Yeah, definitely. Competition definitely makes you better, and definitely have a lot of competition in the room. It's gonna be interesting to see everybody out there. Again, and I just met the coach yesterday, and it was an awesome guy. I still have a few other guys to meet, and these guys are gonna love these coaches and these coaching staff. So I'm really excited for this upcoming season, what we're gonna do.
That's it for this week on Buccaneers Insider. But don't forget that on Saturday, the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2014 will be revealed during the NFL Honors Show. And there are three former Buccaneers, Derek Brooks, John Lynch, and Tony Dungy, who are finalists for that honor. Also, while you're here on Buccaneers.com, you can hear what many of the Buccaneers' new assistant coaches had to say during a media session on Wednesday.